When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a Football Friday with the Michael K Show, presented by Nissan and Bet365.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
From the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
Oh, you know what, guys? It's pretty exciting.
What?
Sponsor.
Hmm.
That's right. ENN tonight, it's brought to you by our friends, and we love them so much, at Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and come get some!
Yeah!
I love that.
I'd love to, let me say good evening to Michael and myself.
Drinks at, like, mixers at Maryland?
Mixers.
A genuine question.
Good evening to Don.
My mom thinks that I have to go to you to get vacation.
You haven't come to me with those requests yet, Don.
Well, because I know better.
Oh.
Can't you ask Michael for the day off? You've been working so hard. Can't you just tell the Rangers that you need a day?
This brings up a good point.
Well, they listened. Let's say good evening to all of us, shall we?
They sent out something on X.
What?
On what?
On X.
What's that?
You know, don't be an ass.
That was genuine anger out of Michael. I know the difference of, like, making fun and where you're on his last nerve. And you got there quick, Peter.
Yeah. And it should have been you. You were the one. What did you say, Don?
No.
You said yesterday that if Michael insisted on using the word X, you were going to disrupt the show.
That's right. But I know Michael very well. I knew he wasn't having it today.
Don knows how to read the defense. You are clueless.
Right. You didn't read the blitz.
Don's been with me 22 years. You, not much.
I mean, sometimes you look at the defense and you go, and you're like Dan Campbell. You're just going to hammer your way through.
You just let's
talk about, you guys got to give me some give me some sleepy time music. Like, give me something
when
you're putting the baby to bed. You put the baby down in the crib and you're trying to get everyone to calm down and go to sleep. And then you go, Coach Thibodeau, what happened on the Knicks game last night in Dallas?
Puts a lot of pressure on you. But our our defensive transition to start the game was poor. You know, turned the ball over.
Don, this could be his best bit.
And so they got some easy baskets. They got rhythm. They got confidence early. And then once a team gets going like that, it's tough to get it turned around. Now, we did fight to get out of that hole, and so that part was good. But first quarter readiness is
can we
huge
stop?
In this league.
It's sleepy time, Bobo.
We might have. I think a life was lost. Somebody had a 16-hour shift at the hospital. And the last thing they needed was those 30 seconds. They just drifted off.
Tom,
they didn't hit anything.
But the real genius was when we realized that for years on, because, you know, we have new listeners every day, guys.
Right.
You may have not heard that Don, for whatever reason, Michael never heard this except for Don, refers to sleepy time as time for sleepy time Bobo. We have a drop for it, but and we used to play it quite a bit. And then the fact that whenever Tom Thibodeau talks, it's sleepy time, sleepy Tom, yes. Sleepy Tom Bobo. Here we are.
Oh.
Whew. Anyways.
Didn't
tough loss, though.
Said. Time to sleep time, Bobos.
Tough loss for the Knicks last night. If you did not see the game, they basically were outclassed from the beginning. I think Kyrie scored the first eight for the Mavericks out of the gate and just never looked back. Scored, what did he end up with, 43? He was a problem.
I think 44.
Problem all night long. The Knicks kept digging themselves into holes. Cut it to one on a DiVincenzo three, and then ended up coming up just short. So yesterday, Don and I planned the entire rest of their season. I think we had them finishing with about 60 wins and said, where are they going to lose these games in January? And the Knicks said, oh, hold my beer. We'll give you one tonight.
It was tough.
It was not a fun game to watch.
I'm sure a lot of people checked out.
Well, you know what happened? I checked out at halftime. So I was upstairs just reading my iPad, and then before I was going to go to Sleepy Time Bobo, I hit the ESPN app, and I saw that it was a two-point game, ran downstairs for the final couple of minutes. But you're right, most people didn't see the fourth quarter.
No, because it was an 8:30 start. So, God, it was definitely after 11. It's not that late, but still, when you've got a game that it's starting, you know, an hour later than usual, and they're down 18, it just didn't look like it was going to be their night.
I think Dallas had 41 points in the first quarter. Now, you do the math, Peter. That's 164 points.
That's a lot of points to you and me. I mean, God, boy, speaking of a lot of points, there were some bad games last night in the NBA. Ooh. Celtics just got absolutely mauled by the Bucks in Milwaukee. Which, Don, what is that in Algonquin?
And Algonquin is the good land.
Not the good line.
Billy Walker.
And then Don, so my team lost badly. And then Don's team lost really badly. The Portland Trailblazers just smoked. Lost by like, I think they lost by 200 points.
They showed some heart. They played even in the fourth. They were down. They lost by 62. They were down by 62 going to the fourth. 62. I looked it up. The spread was 13.5. So you were feeling pretty good.
They had a point for every year I've been on this earth.
62. I mean, that's ridiculous. 139-77. How?
Make it make sense.
Thunder are good and the Blazers are bad, but still 62 points.
Dear Fifth God. Largest route in NBA history.
I saw on social media, Peter and Michael, that they did a split screen, like they were like the channel they were on was like showing like weather. They were trying to do anything they could to distract from the actual game.
And if I could tell all of our listeners out there, when you put weather up on the screen for Don, it's like porn.
Well, it depends on if I need to know.
But I mean, this weekend, a lot of stuff happening weather-wise, so it's like he has something he follows, Weather Hub, if you know what I mean.
Are you serious?
First of all, yeah. I can perform.
You
laugh at me. You're the same way. I own a home. So that means I'm invested in what the weather's going
to
be like.
Well, you can't stop the weather. What do you have to watch it for?
Yeah, but I need to know. I need to be prepared.
For what?
Because
so
I want
to shovel and have your heart explode?
No, I enjoy shoveling. And I haven't had the shovel in a long time, but I haven't had the shovel during kickboxing. I'm wondering if I would do a more efficient job now.
I'm going to put it out there for you, and I hope that you take advantage of it. The next time there's a big snowstorm, I will pay for the shoveling for your house.
That's nothing to do with finances. I've got the money. I enjoy the shovel.
Now, before we have this argument again about shoveling, at least it won't affect us, not before Tuesday when they're talking about some snow here in the tri-state. When I looked earlier to see, because we were told by a listener that in the new Mike Lupica book, a character says, sorry, doesn't fix the lamp. We started debating, is that a ripoff of Michael? Is it homage to Michael, or is it random? Started Googling.
It's a plagiarism.
Or is it plagiarism? Sure. I Googled it, and it seems like everything that comes up relates to the show, including a Reddit page, a Michael K. Show Reddit page, that says Michael K. Show quotes that you've incorporated into your daily life.
No.
And this was made 10 months ago, and the person who posted it, Yankee Nick fan, said, definitely have added I'm good to my vocabulary.
That's from
and
you.
Have
no, that's from,
and
that's
have,
from Don.
Yeah.
And have applied the Don LaGreca quote about calling the cops if golf was played in his backyard a couple of times. But then I kept going, guys, and there's a lot of people who weighed in on this. Are you interested?
Yes.
Sure.
One person said, sorry, doesn't fix the lamp. That's why it came up on the Google search. Someone says, a Jace, use it constantly. Someone said, not good, great. Another person said, my goodness. Someone named AdFun2552 said, I've begun referring to everything as a vehicle. For example, Frank. Hey, have you ever seen Transformers from 2007? Me. Oh, the Shia LaBeouf Megan Fox vehicle.
We've affected a generation.
Agent Lemon says, I use words as tools, as weapons. Someone says, I say in a word troubling way too much, and also say a Jace.
These people have meters?
Exactly. I was just thinking the same thing. What do all these people have in common?
No meters. Juice,
the juice isn't worth the squeeze, but that's not a us.
That's not a K-Show thing.
Electrical Piano says, not what you want. That is an us thing.
It's stolen from Joe Girardi.
Right.
It's the former Yankee manager, Joe Girardi, but we've made it ours.
Joe Girardi?
I said Joe Girardi.
No, I don't think you did.
It's all right.
You thought I combined Joe Dirt and Joe Girardi?
Yes, it is. Definitely Joe Girardi.
How's it working out for me? Can't put the milk back in the udder. Who you taking out? My urgent care doctor is a quack every time I go to urgent care.
I love these people.
Sorry doesn't fix the lamp again. T. Wee and Ray Rowe. Vehicle, a Jace. Wow, this is...
It's a proud moment for us, isn't it?
It really is.
Oh, someone even added Nozzle. He's a nice man. I'm not an animal. And here comes football. Which... You know, that's the ultimate. The Here Comes Football is important. Anyways, we love our
listeners. Don't
you
think that Peacock should have that as the open on Saturday? Just two big slobs in underwear and undershirts with mustard stains screaming, Here Comes Football.
Do you think when at my house on Sunday, when Ballard comes over to watch the Packers game, and we're eating brisket that his girlfriend ordered for us from Snow's in Austin, Texas. It's his favorite barbecue place. She ordered 2 pounds of brisket for us. Do you think I should get Ballard plate in hand, undershirt only, as the Packers game's about to kick off, to perform a rendition of Here Comes Football?
I believe so. I think, and then put it out on your social media platforms.
That could be the logo, the NFL's new logo for the NFL playoffs.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And speaking of which, guys, I'd be remiss.
Oh.
Let's get into this week's special playoff NFL announcer lineup. It's the former Yankee manager, Joe Girardi, but we've made it ours.
Hey, Joe Girardi.
There you go. Thank you, Tom. Or Anthony.
It's unfortunate by me. By the way, Mrs. Kelsey sort of looks like Joe Dirt. Don, is that bad to say?
Oh, well, yeah, it's not good.
Oh, my God. What? How could you say that?
They look similar in hairstyle. You know what? Let's move on.
Move on.
4:30.
Hopefully they dump it.
4:30 tomorrow.
It's going to be Taylor Swift's mother-in-law.
By the way, I love Joe Dirt. You shouldn't see this as such an offense. Shout out to Lorvis. We'll get to the Lorvis Bowl in a second. Tomorrow, 4:30, NBC. Always hard to keep track of where these playoff games are. The Cleveland Browns are heading to Houston, Tejas. You know who's on the call for this game, guys?
Let's see, NBC, I would say Tirico and Collinsworth.
How about a young man? When I say young, he's still in the womb. Noah Eagle.
How about that?
It's a baby eagle.
It's a baby eagle. You hear that?
It's beautiful.
Noah Eagle, Todd Blackledge, and Catherine Tappan on the call. The Browns have covered 6 straight games as favorites, including going 4-0 against the spread with Joe Flacco as a favorite. All 8 Browns road games have gone over the total this season. Let's hear from Kevin Stefanski on Facing Houston.
I know we recently played this team. As you know, they're different. Everybody's different each week, but C.J. Stroud's a great player. I mean, he's a great player, so we did not face him in the first one. You know, there's injuries that guys that are back on defense that they didn't have.
Speaking of C.J. Stroud, the young quarterback spoke on his playoff debut.
It's just football. I just be yourself is what they always tell me. So I've played in playoff games before, big games, and the less that you put pressure on yourself, then I feel like the more you just execute and do your job, then that's when good things happen.
Wow. Can't believe. Let me hear from the baby eagle again. I can't believe Noah Eagle is a playoff.
That's amazing.
Surpassing me in life at 18 years old or whatever he is. The Miami Dolphins are heading to Kansas City. That's right. It's the Lorvis Bowl. I'm sure Tay-Tay will be in the house.
Lorvis.
And if you want to watch this game, you'll be in your house watching on Peacock, 8 p.m. That is your Mike Tirico.
They still seem to resonate.
Tom, there are three teams.
Jason Garrett and Kaylee Harding vehicle, all right?
Don's not a Garrett fan.
Jason Garrett's basically a rock, and they put him on TV because he's a ginger.
The Dolphins are 1-5 against the spread against teams with winning records this season. The Dolphins are 0-10 outright and 2-8 against the spread in their last 10 games when the game time temperature is 40 or less. Speaking of the weather, Coach Reed, is the weather an advantage for the Chiefs?
Yeah, I don't think you bank on all that. That's where you get into trouble. Guys are pretty resilient, and you get yourself ready, and if it works out that way for you or whatever, I don't know how to quantify that. So I just say, get ready for the game. Let's do that. I don't really care what goes on out here. You know, we're not having a snowball fight.
Nice. You know what I would do? If I was an older coach who was a bit on the corpulent side, I'd say, I'm not standing on the sidelines in this nonsense. I'll be up in the booth.
Well, that would really endear you to your team.
Well, I mean, there should be a cutoff point. If you're over 60 years old, what are you doing? You trying to kill yourself?
Now, speaking of weather, let's go to Sunday morning, all right?
Keep better in the cold.
You keep better in the cold?
Nah.
Let's go to Sunday morning. Let's go to Buffalo. Let's go to CBS, 1 o'clock. Hello, friends. It's Jim Nance.
Hello, Chris.
He'll be joined by Tony Romo.
Oh,
never touched him. That's a catch.
And Tracy Wolfson. The Bills are 0-9 against the spread in their last nine games when laying at least 9 points. The spread, as of when we last saw it,
nine and a half.
Oh, that's Michael. You're very, very good.
Well, I picked that game.
Let's hear from Coach Tomlin on sticking with Mason Rudolph.
We'll stay with Mason Rudolph, much like in the spirit of in which we worked a week ago. We'll just simply stand with the hot hand and not disrupting the apple cart. We've been in some tough circumstances. He's delivered. We've delivered. And so we will continue in that vein.
Oh, he used three cliches in that. In that vein. And then the two at the beginning.
Apple cart.
Oh, an apple cart, too. Yeah. Let's go to the main event. Well, it's really back-to-back main events. On Sunday night, 4:30 on Fox, Green Bay and Dallas. Kevin Burkhardt on the call.
Worst in college.
He'll be joined by Greg Olsen.
James Harrison one time in the middle of the game hit me so hard under the throat that I threw up in the middle of the play in my mouth, and I had to swallow it.
Aaron Andrews and Tom Rinaldi.
All right, old man, I can joke with you about that.
Oh, that was a Packers game as well. The Cowboys are 10-3 against the spread as favorites this season. Dak Prescott is 30-13-1 against the spread in his career when laying at least 6 points. They're laying 7 as of now. Let's go to 8:20 on Sunday night. The Rams and the Lions on NBC. Mike Tirico back on the call with Chris Collinsworth.
Bang!
Melissa Stark. The Rams are 6-1 against the spread in their last 7. The Lions are 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 with 4 straight covers. That takes us to Monday night. And you know what that means, guys? It's an ESPN vehicle.
That's right.
It's ABC, too.
It's Philadelphia at Tampa Bay at 8:15. Special Martin Luther King Day vehicle. Joe Buck on the call.
I actually called a touchdown live on national TV while peeing in a trash can.
He'll, of course, be with Troy Aikman.
Come on, Daddy.
And Lisa Salters. The Eagles are 0-6 against the spread in their last 6 games. That's tied for the longest against-the-spread losing streak of any team all season long. The Buccaneers are 8-2 against the spread as dogs this season, 5-6 outright, including going 6-1 against the spread in their last seven as dogs. They've won three straight outright as dogs. That will do it for this week's NFL announcer lineup. Your super wild card weekend. ENN brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Starting Something New sales event.
Don, did you find out if, in fact, you have Peacock?
I think I do. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really confirm it, no.
I think I do. I didn't really do you have it, Peter?
Absolutely. Of course I have it.
Yeah, me too.
I love Peacock. I consume all my classic WWE content on there.
That's true.
Plus the Royal Rumble in 2 weeks. You kidding
me? In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday. And now Daniel Craig tells you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.